Good day, this is Jonathan Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Radio Blog. Today we're on the Reality Analysis Day, and we're talking about dispelling false reality. Holistic Reality Radio Blog is presented by ReallyWell.com, Holistic Natural Health for Being Really Well, and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be prepared. Dispelling false reality. We are living during a time of serious crisis for humanity, with multiple dimensions of manipulation. Few people seem to know what is really going on. A mass awakening is needed, dispelling the false reality that has been established by deception and disinformation. More of us are coming to understand that the pre-planned events and conditions, the hypnotic programming, the controlled media false news, the political drama, and the public poisons all are intentionally designed by a power cabal in the shadows to manipulate us. Important issues and serious crises are being hidden behind an array of lies and distractions. A secretive pyramid of control with many layers of agents has been orchestrating events, history, international affairs, religions, science, statistics, business, industry, technology, the economy, weather, water, the food supply, medicine, human behavior, narratives of the news, and on and on. Utilizing the tools of financial fraud, debt, crime, pestilence, both weed and insect pests, that many of which are invasive species that have been transplanted or brought in, but biochemical and electromagnetic manipulation, illness. We're reviewing the tools of the cabal for use of control purposes, psychological operations, staged disasters, war, surveillance, media programming, and mind control. Through all these tools, they have sought to reduce intelligence and health, nullify fertility, and preoccupy us with false realities that distract us from what is really happening. The quiet plan of the cabal is to exploit secretly expected and/or fabricated disasters. And we're talking here, you know, by secretly expected. There's a lot of evidence, both in ancient history and in current analysis, of possible solar system changes underway that may involve other bodies that we're less familiar with coming into our solar system area closer by. Or whatever the cause, that these changes of heating of the solar system and much more Earth change activities resulting, sun anomalies and earthquakes and volcanic activity and superstorms and so on, that these types of disasters are both expected by cyclical changes in the solar system that the powers that be know about, and or fabricated by technologies that they have, which again are held in secret, going back to Tesla and other scientists that have and many patents and unpatented proprietary technologies that are utilized to change our climate, weather, and so on, all being manipulated, our thoughts even. So these are very advanced technologies, and they're used to generate confusion and social chaos and to radically relocate or eliminate populations. Some of them are directed energy weapons. There was, in fact, a document back in the 70s, I believe it was revealed, that had been worked on for 20 years probably, called secret weapons for quiet wars that referred to a lot of these secret hidden technologies for total dominance. The goal is to restructure social organization under worldwide technological full-spectrum dominant control. So some of the critical issues that we're facing in this whole process are economic dislocation. Right now we're still apparently all right, but we see signs of economic disturbance in other nations that are heading this way. And we know that the incredible debt that we have been utilizing to support our extreme spending in the United States financial picture has a time limit. There's at a certain point where this debt is not going to be able to be continue to be expanded. You're creating nothing that is utilized to trap the rest of us in an ongoing obligation, I guess we'll say, that ultimately will keep us from being able to move ahead financially in our lives and in our nation. And maybe much worse, maybe an economic collapse could come from it. But economic dislocation, genetic modification, of the genetically modified organisms being used in our food supply, and the chemical agents that are used in growing those crops that are themselves very toxic and affecting the population. You know, the public poisons, we have a website, publicpoisons.com, that include not only the agricultural chemicals, the water chemicals like fluoride and chlorine, the food chemicals in the food supply added in production, all the additives like aspartame and preservatives and coloring agents and flavor enhancers and dough conditioners and on. You have the harmful frequencies from electromagnetic spectrum, the EMFs, the radio frequencies, and these directed energy weapons. You have potential for cyber or electromagnetic attack, electromagnetic pulse that could knock the power grid out and leave us instantly in deep social chaos that would cause the deaths of many people. And then these earth changes, these superstorms that are exacerbated with technology, and the earthquakes, volcanic activities, and fireballs, and all kind of loud booms, all kinds of strange phenomena, and then ultimately societal disruption. So you can read a lot about the details of these various programs and technologies at survivethechanges.com. By design, intelligence is being limited. Health problems are common, and early death is projected for most people. The cycle that these powers that be wanted to set up for the population is as a slave system to get use out of us while we're viable in our younger years, and then roll us on into a phase out by the time our useful life is over. As soon as 65, 70 rolls by, they'd like you to be phasing out in a few years and moving on. So by design, we have this reduced intelligence, many health problems, and early death. The world planners have been gradually dumbing and duping us, fostering ignorance, disorientation, and chaos, while expanding the institutional bureaucracies and attacking us with control technologies to guide people to their intended assumptions and behaviors. We've been programmed by television, by hypnosis, by mass mind manipulation techniques, including staged events and psychological operations, for decades. We must work together to stop the deception and the control by this cabal. It is basically imperative at this point to raise consciousness, to uncover reality, and resolve the challenges before us. It's time to dispel the false realities. We can do this by applying critical thinking to clarify what is real and what is false. learning to protect ourselves and preparing for the changes that are already underway, many of them. Some of them may be unavoidable. Others we may be able to change or ameliorate. But to do this, we need to work together and help ourselves to get more clear and prepare and stock food and water to get us through any time of shortage or cutoff of the supply distribution systems, and work together to make things better. We need to form committees and discussion groups and planning and active cells to accomplish what needs to be done to transform our world, to correct the environment, to develop technologies that do not pollute and do not waste our resources or, you know, affect our planet. In the philosophy of natural holism, the philosophy that I have been developing, the purpose of life is learning and growing in wisdom, loving, and caring for others. So everyone that hears this message is encouraged to learn the holistic natural health principles, to learn to detoxify, nourish, exercise, and relax, releasing our traumas and fears. And then we need to get together with our friends and neighbors and take action to avoid these sources of hypnotic manipulation, and to share and knowledge, our knowledge, and prepare together for protecting ourselves from the public poisons while planning the improvement of our world. Please visit survivethechanges.com for details on many of the challenges that we are facing and how to be prepared. Reallywell.com for outstanding natural health information and products, and holisticreality.com for more on the philosophy of natural holism and the archives of this program. As mentioned, we have been unknowingly exposed to many public poisons most of our lives, as well as electromagnetic frequencies from cell phones and Wi-Fi transmissions and the geoengineering sprays in the air. Our health is eroded by these routine small doses of harm, contributing to diminished mental ability and degenerative diseases. To be really well in unhealthy times depends on learning and pursuing the natural health principles of relax, detoxify, nourish, and exercise. So we have a free copy available for you of my book from the 1970s, Nutrition, Health, and Harmony, A Handbook of Natural Health, which was one of the books of the natural health movement of that era 40 years ago. And it is now being included with any order of superfoods sent out from our office, over $25 in value, not including the postage. Superfoods are very important to be added to the diet for the trace nutrients and special compounds they provide. Through superfoods like Northern Edge Organic Milled Flaxseed, Delicious Greens, Superfood Mix, 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, plus enzymes and pigments and minerals and so forth, and our unique pollen, flower pollen extract. And we have pure water units available as well to clean the poisons out of your water. So please visit, again, survivethechanges.com and reallywell.com for more on all of this. Now is the time to move with purpose. It is time to understand.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dream's alive. It's never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind.
Mm-hmm.
been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand.